You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Ginny Smith and with Matt Parker. Matt, we've got this one in for you.
Hi there. It's Andy Spriggs here, and the Spriggs family have a question for The Naked Scientists. I introduced my sons, Peter and Jonna, to the concept of a googol several years ago. For those who don't know, a googol is 10 to the power 100, or a 1 followed by 100 zeros. I also told them that I didn't think there was a Google of anything in the universe. Since then, Peter and Jonna have been trying to find something. They started with the grains of sand in the Sahara Desert. Nowhere near, about 10 to the power 28, I reckon. Eventually, we got to the number of photons in the universe. My rather rusty maths and physics got that to 10 to the power 87, which leaves it 10 trillion times smaller than a Google. But I've never been able to prove this. It would be good if the naked scientists could oblige. And could you get us past a Google of something, anything? Thanks, guys.
Matt.
Yes, so a Google is a great number in that it is a number that exists just because it has a nice name. Like he said, there's nothing that we really have there's a Google of, but someone thought, well, wouldn't a 1 with 100 zeros be a great number? So they called it a Googol, and you could hear him emphasizing Googol because it's spelt G-O-O-G-O-L. And in fact, Google search engine is named after this, but they spelt it differently. So they spelt it with an L-E instead of an O-L. He's absolutely correct. If you're going to try and count objects, you won't find a Google of anything. So even going right up to number of protons in the universe, which I think is, physicists argue between 10 to the 79 to 10 to the 81. So it's a one with somewhere between 79 and 81 zeros. But I have found one thing which we have more than a Google of in the universe.
Well, should we ask Ginny if she can guess what it is?
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about neurons because they make an awful lot of connections, but I think when we were thinking about this, it probably wouldn't be quite that many, even if you include all the animals on the Earth.
10 to the 12, 10 to the 11 nerve cells in a brain, 1,000 connections per nerve cell per brain, so they're probably about 10 to the 14, so we're still a long way short of Matt's Google.
Yeah.
Actually, you're not far off from what I decided on, because when you're talking about connections, well, suddenly you're looking at different ways of combining things, and so I looked at how many ways you can shuffle a pack of cards. So if you got a pack of 52 cards and you shuffle it, you can work out there's about 10 to the 67, it's 8 times 10 to the 67 ways to shuffle a pack of cards, which is a lot more than the number of grains of sand in the Sahara, which here worked out. In fact, if you got a pack of cards with just 27 cards, you would have about 10 to the 28 different ways to shuffle them. If you want a Google, if you get a pack of cards with 70 cards, so you're going to need your normal pack and then get 18 from a pack, maybe with a different color on the front or the back so you can tell them apart. If you shuffle 70 cards, there's a Google of possible ways to arrange them.
Beautiful. I was thinking of a similar example, Matt, because I was looking at the power of passwords on the internet. Someone was asking a question on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum, and they were discussing the power of encryption and saying if I took a brute force attempt to crack a password just by taking random choices, how many possible combinations of a password encrypted with a certain number of bits of encryption. And you end up with something which would take trillions of centuries to solve. And the number of solutions, I think, is way more than a Google.
Yeah, again, you're looking at number of possible combinations. So, in fact, a password's pretty close to a pack of cards because you've got the alphabet, upper and lower case, and then you do actually get extra symbols and bits and pieces. So if you've got a password of even just, I mean, 8 characters, you're already up into the very high tens of thousands. And much bigger than that, you're into millions, billions, and well off very quickly.